So, hello, my name's Angeline Harradine. I'm a Wurundjeri woman, Kaurna, Wurundjeri, Noongar and Ngadjeri in South Australia. And I want to talk about a project. It's called My Land, My Hand, My Plate. And it's a very important part, I feel, from the way I see things. And it's got to do with food, it's got to do with celebration, it's got to do with life and identification of who we are as a people. And I want to talk about how that came into being. My land, my hand, my plate came into being because I have to go backwards to come forwards in the story. I want to talk about how I got ill, and I watched my mother get ill, and I watched my grandmother get ill from not having the right foods. I was diagnosed with an illness, and I started to put on weight, and I started to get very sick, and I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. I felt like I wasn't good enough as a human being to be able to do the things that I'm here to do, that we are all here to do, you know, and that's share and care and share knowledge and be kind to each other and gather. One of the things that happened was I was diagnosed by the doctor with an illness, and I thought about the food that I was putting into my body. I had a relationship with food that I never understood. I never understood that I didn't like food. I never understood that all the reasons why. A part of me disliked food and a part of me loved food. So I went back into all everything that I remember as a child, and I went back to all everything my mum told me about her experience and her mother and her grandmother's experiences. And I went back to rations. And I went back to the days where I used to watch my mother beg for food, and would not beg for food, but go and pick up her food, however you want to call it. But she used to have to go and pick up boxes of food to feed us as children. I used to wonder what that was all about. I didn't understand what was going into coming off the community and going into Maitland to pick up the boxes of food, or mum would go up to pick up the welfare checks. And I never... And they used to call it... And so my perception of relief as a child was my mother going into Maitland to pick up the check, the welfare check, to go across to the supermarket, cash the check and get all this food off the shelf. So my mind took me right back to all that. And it was flour and it was sugar and it was salt, tea, and everything that she'd say, this will fill you up. This will fill you up. And there was another saying they used to say, your belly stuck to your backbone. And all those sayings, I never thought about it until I got older, until I got ill. And I realised that I got so ill I couldn't breathe. I had to sit up in bed at night to breathe. Couldn't move out of my house. I was depressed. And I wondered why, what was happening, because I knew that there's so much that I could share and give. So I thought about why I was in that bed. And part of me wanted to be there and part of me wanted to be out of there. The part of me wanted to be there, there was part that didn't want to share anything, didn't want to be a part of the world. The other part of me knew that I had to. And it made me excited, the thought of being out and being with other women and sitting down and this is and how this is an exciting time for Australia and all of us. So my mind, you know, I'd go into all the memories. Then I went back to my grandmother when I was a little girl. And I was one of the little girls that used to have to carry the worms. And that's a very important story for me, the carrying of the worms. It's a very important story for our community. And I used to go with my grandmother and all the grandmothers on Point Pierce. And this makes me really happy when I think about it. They used to have the old sunshine milk tins. And there was the big ones and there was the small ones. And the small ones, all the old girls used to have, all the old tins that they used to put, you know, the fruit in or whatever. And they used to keep those tins and they used to have them at their feet when they'd stand along the beach and fish. And they'd be all lined up along the beach with all their, with enough room to throw the line. And we would go up and collect the worms. And I'd sit down in between my grandmother's legs while she's standing up with the blanket around me. Then the old girl would sing out from the other end of the beach, or do the hand gesture and the wave. And I used to have to get up, pick my big tin up, and run down the end of the beach and make sure the little tins were filled up. So we'd all continuously check those tins, and we had to make sure they were full. So that to me was a very important job, and I know my grandmother was training me for something. Now I know. I thought it was a chore for a little while there, and I didn't want to hide and run away from the car because I thought, here we go, I've got to go and get worms and put them in those tins. But the old girls used to cook, and I loved the cooking. And I didn't know what they'd have in those little containers that they'd take to the beach. So here I was, I had to get in that car. And they'd always take four of us or five of us, and usually the same girls. And I knew I was being taught to much, much more than just putting worms into a tin. I know that as an adult now. And it's nearly 45 years later. So we put the worms into those tins, and the old girls brought the fish in. They threw the lines, and they were good at throwing the lines too. They'd done a lot of things on that beach. Some things that I probably wouldn't share on the radio. There's a lot of things that they done. And now I understand a lot more. Now, after they'd pulled the fish in, they used to put out this big net on the ground, or a big blanket on the ground. And then they used to put all the fish in the blanket or on the net. And every woman that was there, would get an equal take of the fish. Some would get a little bit more because some had big families. But every single woman had enough to take home to their children. So nobody went without. And I've seen that as everybody winning. I've seen that as everybody getting looked after. I've seen that as community in action. And no, everybody just... That is indescribable. I can't describe it because I've not seen it since anywhere. That process of that energy and that circle and that sharing and that caring, I've never seen it again. I know the energy. I understand that. So I thought about all that when I was in my bedroom. And I thought about food, about what was going into my body to make me ill. And I thought about how we went from getting the fish and sharing and caring in the ocean, how we went from that to going into the store in Maitland, or whatever shop, and getting flour and sugar off the cupboard, off the shelves. And how do you go from that to going to get the freedom and the pride and the strength in those women's faces? I witnessed all that. Love. I witnessed culture. I'm a part of it. It's who I am. When I thought about all that, I thought about why? Why the Aboriginal people? Where's the food? Where's all the food? Where's our food? And then I thought about what I put on my plate and what comes from my land. So, I'm one of the girls who got the worms. I should know what's going on my plate. I should know what's going on my plate. It's really important what comes from my land, what I put in my hands, and then what I put on my plate. You know, it's much more than food. It's much more than putting a piece of fish and a bit of salad on a plate. My land, my hand, my plate is about us. It's about where we go from here and what we do. It's about us. It's about our country. It's more than just putting food on a plate. It's about people. It's about a people, a culture. And that's what's going to be shared at these events. The essence of who we are. When we have this event, you will meet the people, the essence of the people. The people are the land. The land is the food. And we are the people. And we want to share with you.